Well, what episode in Anna's back garden wouldn't start with a plane going overhead? Welcome to August, people. How are you? Welcome to Slimming World Podcast, where we record podcasts with a plane that's incredibly close. But don't worry, we're in the back garden. We've got Anna's garden furniture. Anna's got her flip-flops on.
I mean, I go November, the flip-flops come out. I have a cut-off. We go from furry boots to flip-flops and there's nothing in between.
Well, if I explain to you, we had this romantic idea for this episode. I know, we're going to... excuse me, lie on your garden furniture. Anna's even got her feet up. She's so comfy. You can tell she's right at home. I've got borrowed a very, very posh hamper set from my friend. So beautiful inside. It's like no other hamper I've ever touched.
This is like, you know, you're a grown-up when you've bought a hamper type situation, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? Like, you shop in certain shops and you've got a hamper. I haven't hit that level of grown-upness.
I think maybe we're teenagers because we're borrowing our mums.
Yeah, totally. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So anyway, we've got this hamper and armed with a book which came out quite recently with Slimming World, Out and About.
Yes.
And there's... it's quite windy is what we've decided. So we have this book and lots of people have been talking about this book in my group, and we thought, why not, it's August, have an episode where we sit outside, have a picnic. But the romance of that might mean that at some point we may have to like pause the recording and go inside, because it is really quite windy and Anna's got this huge umbrella above us which might fall on our heads at any point.
I mean,
point.
It's quite safe, but it does turn with the wind. So if you can hear an aeroplane, it may be an aeroplane or just my umbrella taking off is what it's about. But, you know, it's a British summer, isn't it? And we're embracing everything that Britain has to offer this summer. Wind, rain, snow.
So as usual, you never know how a Slimming World podcast is going to end. come, we've taken some photos and some videos before the carnage gets destroyed, which we're going to share on at Slimming World Podcast. So tell us all about this book then, Out and About. It came out, well, I want to say, a couple of months ago anyway.
Yes,
what's it
spring.
All about?
Well, it's about movable feasts. It's about things that you can eat out and about, on the go, pack ups, take with you. But just good things that are really, I mean, the thing that jumps out at me is colourful, exciting, really gives you a bit of kind of va-va-voom. This book has 64 lunchbox-loving meals inside. So you can have breakfast, you can have things with bread, you can have hots, you can have colds. There is just a smorgasbord of, I don't know, free food-packed ideas that a lot of I've never seen before. And I'm such a visual eater. But it gets really, really kind of gets you excited. There's good sandwiches, there's overnight oats, there's hot things, there's cold things. So yes, this is a really delightful book.
I think a lot of people, when they hear the idea of losing weight, are maybe okay if they stay in. They
yes.
don't have any occasions that they
yeah.
need to go to. And the tricky bit can be navigating what happens when you go out. If you're going on a road trip,
yeah,
you know, if you're going away for a few days. And I suppose what this particular recipe book, which so many people who follow Slimming World from afar, for instance, they will look out for the free recipe books that come in newspapers every so often. They'll go to the blog, they'll go, you know, to the YouTube channel. But this book is almost like a tool in your back pocket.
Isn't it?
For you to maybe think of something in advance.
Do you know, I think this makes like things that could potentially be very dangerous, very safe. So, you know, going on a picnic, a car journey, eating outside, having friends over in the summer, or just wanting something a little bit different for your office lunch or breakfast on the go. This is kind of got that formula that will allow you to eat really exciting, enjoyable foods, but stay fully focused on that, you know, abundance of free foods and using your healthy extras as well. I mean, the things they've done with sandwiches, she says as the umbrella nearly decapitates her, are really exciting. You know, things like carbonara quiches. I've done the Slimming World quiche before, but would never think to make it into a carbonara one. So there's old take, new takes on old things as well. And what I love about this is you're going to be really full. You fill up on these recipes and you're going to be satisfied. And I think the armory that I've always tried to use is using free food to protect myself from the hunger, the snacking, and you'd be excited to eat all of these. Holiday season.
I mean, you would hope that when the weather is better, that means that people do want to go out. It might be that instead of having your tea sat at the kitchen table, you get yourself a little hamper or pack a picnic and you go for a bit of body magic. You walk around the block and you find a nice bench and you sit and you enjoy those meals together. The thing that really jumps out at me when I look through this book is a reminder of that, you know, the colour and the variety. And it's quite easy when you're a Slimmer World member and maybe you've been going, I don't know, for a few months, that you fall into a bit of a pattern of having the same things because it's worked for you so far. And there almost comes a point, like a middle chapter, I suppose, where you have to shake it up. And not everybody gets these books. They are only available in group or if you're a member.
So you go, you can buy them in group, you can buy them online as well. And I think, you know, it's knowing what you need. Like some people, like you and I, and I'd say the majority of people need variety, need to get excited by the dinner. Some people like to stay in their safety lane and they know they're eating the same breakfast and it's absolutely fine. So it's almost kind of looking, what I like to do is look at the week I've got, how emotionally challenging it is, physically challenging, how much time I've got, and get food that's really going to kind of help me through those moods. Because, you know, sometimes you've got loads of time, you could be in the kitchen, it could be easy, and other times you're like, how quickly can I grab something and just shove it in my mouth? But you want it to be really satisfying, don't you? I mean, I'm just looking at something here, breakfast pizza. Now, to me, that takes something that potentially could be a little bit, you know, something I've done all the time, a bagel or a whole wheat muffin, and turns it into something exciting. Do you know what I mean? And if I know, for me, if I have a really bouncing breakfast, then I am set off for a good start. You know, if I've scratched around and I've got, you know, 40 grams of porridge with, and I haven't got my speed in it and it's a little bit boring, I'm going to be ready to sabotage myself by about 10:30.
No, I did something like this a couple of weeks ago because I found a particular vegan thing, which is like an egg replacer, but it makes great kind of fake omelets. And so I made a stackable breakfast where I had bacon, so fake bacon, I had my mushrooms, I had my baked beans, and I went all out. I got the proper full branded ones, like the cheapo ones. I spent out for a proper tin of beans, and I got my healthy extra B was one of these protein bagels.
Oh, I love them.
And I kind of put the bagel aside and I'd cooked everything already. And heated it up, put the bagel in the toaster, and that was a great breakfast pizza that was just ready to go.
Yeah, and exciting, and really quite quick. I mean, the other thing I've spotted is there is loads of carbs. You know me, and you're the same. Potatoes, rice, pasta, they have got so much filling power, but it's maybe how you could shake them up. So they've got potato latkes. Now, I grew up on these. I'm from a Jewish family. These were deep fried. These were things that you knew were blocking your arteries. This is a Slimming World take on them, and there is no frying of them apart from in a one-cow cooking spray. So again, there may be things in here that are taking old things like Scotch eggs and turning them on their head, potato latkes, pancakes. You know, we did an episode all about sandwiches. I don't know if you remember, I love a sandwich.
I just remember a lot of our sandwich facts, which were to do with a murder heist.
Yes, but again, this takes something that people may think, oh gosh, I can't have a sandwich because I've had my porridge, and makes you think, how am I going to plan my day differently? So I've got my healthy extras so I can pack a punch with a sandwich, because I think if you're on a busy day out, I don't know, you're out with family, maybe going on a walk, you're going to some theme parks or something like that, if you can pull out, I mean, they're called role models in here, if you can pull out a banging sandwich, you are far less likely to be hitting up the takeaways and the fried food, aren't you, if you're out and about.
I find that really handy when I'm out walking, for instance, because I find when I go walking, hiking, I don't like to sit down and have a full meal, but I like to stop every, you know, half hour or whatever, and just have a little graze.
Yes.
And then that allows me to digest, because the worst time is you have a massive, like, load of dinner and then you have to climb a big hill and your stomach is still digesting you've just eaten.
And your body wants to go to sleep, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So these little grazy things are brilliant.
And I was just thinking, you know, like I'm all over the place this summer taking my little girl out, and the cost of eating out at things like theme parks or play centres, all of that is ridiculous. So actually, from a cost saving point of view and weight loss point of view, some really exciting things can be done. We've both just spotted the same sandwich, haven't we?
Sandwich station.
Peanut butter hummus.
A peanut, what? I mean, this is obviously going to have sins in because peanut butter is not a free food.
But 4.5 sins if you use the bread as your healthy extra. So it's making your own hummus using chickpeas and then adding some peanut butter, garlic, lemon juice, cayenne pepper, topped with carrots and roasted red peppers. Look how good that looks. Oh, that'd be one to try.
You know, when you go to like a buffet, there's all like the different trays of different sandwiches.
Yes. Oh, terrifying.
You know, if you kind of measure out your healthy extra B, with certain loaves of bread, you can have two loaves, can't you?
Two slices.
Two slices.
I mean, I'm having two loaves if you're offering them.
That's a massive picnic.
Did you know there's been a change to food optimizing? Before you write in.
Two slices. Yeah. Sorry, two slices. But imagine if you just had like a quarter, but like a different type of sandwich.
Oh, as in like, oh, that's a good idea.
So then when you get your plate out and you open your hamper, like this.
Yes.
Oh no, this one doesn't creak. I thought if I open the hamper, it might creak. Then you have like four different types.
Oh, I like
that. Now that is a sandwich station.
That is an exciting, I mean, I'm just looking at sushi. We love sushi, but you could make your own for once in a serving. We've got things like using lettuce for the wraps instead of bread, because I like a bit of crunch, do you know what I mean? A bit of texture. Again, these would make the most incredible picnics, because I've spotted about 36 things already that I would do. I mean, I love a Caesar salad, and this is swap things like chicken that you might go for with prawns, making your own, what are they called? What are those bread things called? Croutons.
Croutons. What are those bread things called? How do you make your own croutons then?
Well, look. What
you did half a story then. Tell us.
They've got 60 grams of wholemeal bread cut into small chunks, low-calorie cooking spray. So I'm thinking what we're doing is we're frying these off. Yes, we're lightly seasoning them and putting them in a pan for 3 minutes.
So you basically got toast. It's not quite crouton,
it's
but
it's been pimped up. It is a crouton. It's a Slimming World crouton.
Which is on obviously in your healthy extra B.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, we've got speedy salmon curried sucre. I can never say it.
Sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut. Give the dyslexic the book and look what's happened. Made up a new food.
Tell me through what the categories are in the menu of this. I'm curious because we're just like flicking through and catching. What is the index
of
these?
Let's have a look. Right, let's go to the index. Oh, I just get a bit excited.
The wind. We've got these really nice glasses with some squash in.
So the index maybe doesn't give us the full thing, but we can look at the different sections. So we've got
the chapters. We've got ready brekkies.
We've got ready brekkies, which is some really great things that we're packing up. I mean, look at that peanut butter and blueberry toasty. After that, we are speeding our way through to dressed for success.
So what's that then? Salads, which have got loads of different variety.
Yeah.
Okay, that also would look quite great if you're going out to a picnic because you can just kind of pick on that or share that. Yeah.
Imagine if you're having friends around though, they would be pimped up salads, wouldn't they?
Could be a side.
These could be sides. These could be
some of them in jars.
Yeah, I love a jar. We love a kiln of jar, don't we? Right, then we've done the salads.
To wash though.
Oh, they really are. You need like, anyway, we are going to Picky Blinders. We've cooked up some fabulous finger foods for lunch that you can eat without any cutlery. Oh, hello. I love a bit of finger food.
Well, we've just gone from washing up jars to not having to wash up cutlery.
I mean, this is just the
they've thought of everything here.
Do you know what? And I really commend the writing team because this book is like a one-stop wonder. So it just goes to show, if you know you've got no access to cutlery, I have a lot of people that are working from their car, can't always get that. If they could have these and just be grab and goes, we've got breadwinners. I like that. Thanks to a few food optimising tweaks, these sandwiches, rolls and pitters can be low-sin, satisfying and seriously tasty.
Now that's, sometimes, I remember when I first started, for me, my health extra B, which ensures that you have your, you know, fibre take covered nutritionally for the day, I would really just have quite plain cereal or toast.
Yeah.
And then I'm on a diet, I'd have nothing on toast. This takes it to another level of how you use your healthy extra B.
And I think that's recognising that just a few tweaks in the morning could free up a world of kind of excitement, couldn't it? So these are how to pimp up a pitta or a couple of slices of bread. Then we've got hot to trot. Whether you're braving the elements and want to wrap your hands around a steaming cup of soup or fancy elevating your lunchtime with a warming desco stew, this chapter.
Al desco.
I know.
I mean, I bought my hot flask today because, frankly, I'm freezing.
I mean, frankly, it is like winter, but we're just going to skip on over. Look, we've got ramens, we've got soups, we've got dals, we've got all sorts of things in here that could really, really pack a punch, keep you full. I mean, look at that, beef curries. Oh, this book is just a book that keeps on giving. With every page, I'm falling more in love with it. But it doesn't it just go to show that you may have just kind of stayed in one lane. You get out and you could really get and excite yourself. And then in the back, there's a page that was made for me.
I reckon a lot of people don't read the backs of the books. Do you think?
It's very interesting because obviously my little girl's 7 and she's just learning about the structure of a book. And she comes home and she's like, Mum, we need to read the contents. We need to read the index and then check if there's any added pages at the back. So she's made me look at books in a way I hadn't looked at them because I would just be skipping to the bit I wanted to read.
It's a bit like the members pack, actually. A lot of people maybe flick through when they first join. Yeah. But actually, it's really good, even if you've had a book for a while. If maybe you've had this out and about book for a few weeks or so, but you haven't actually picked it up again and looked at it to, you know, get that other inspiration.
So this is Cook's Tips, and then it's like telling you what the symbols mean and all about how you can freeze it and the things to do and things not to do and use the meal within 1 month, not like 10 years later like Alan Mangan. It's a really, I think what's really great about these books is they educate you as well as showing you new recipes. I love things like this, how to make spice mixes, you know, gravy stocks, all sorts of things. So really kind of giving you the reasons why as well certain things have been done and what they mean. So, yeah.
Yeah, what does it say there? Did you know? What
yes, do you know about our charity? So 10p from the sales of this book goes to our charitable foundation, Smiles. Slimmers making it a little easier for someone. It was founded in 1997 and our charity partners have included NSPCC, Cancer Research UK, Great Ormond Street Hospital for Children's Charity and Alzheimer's Research UK. And each year we donate around £100,000 from recipe book sales. Isn't that lovely?
So there's more to these books than meets the eye.
Exactly.
I feel like I'm just going to flip the page open.
Okay. Is this what you're making for dinner?
Do you ever do this? Do you ever get your old Slimming Ball box and you're like, I don't know what I want to eat for dinner. I'm just going to open it and whatever it is, I'm going to go get the ingredients for. Okay. Oh, no, I've got the jar.
You have got the jar.
There's a plain layered coronation chicken salad jars. I mean, I instead of the chicken, I'll put tofu and that will make vegan, I think. So let's have a look. It's got low calorie cooking spray. Got that. Got an onion. I've got some medium curry powder. I swapped my chicken for my tofu instead. It talks about here, fat-free natural Greek yogurt. I can't get fat-free, I can't get sin-free Greek vegan yogurt, but I can get fat-free plain yogurt, soy yogurt. Coriander, yes. We haven't got white cabbage, but we currently have a load of red cabbage. Tell you what, it lasts forever.
It does, doesn't it?
You're like, what can we put it in now? Medium carrots. Got a bag of medium carrots. Come on, they're like 50p or 60p, aren't they?
I like the wonky ones.
Got some lemon at the back of the fridge. 4 tomatoes. I can do that.
You've
I mean,
kill in a jar.
The flavouring really is the yoghurt and the curry powder right there, isn't it? That is so simple.
Shall I have a flick and see what I'm getting for dinner then?
Have a flick. Come on.
Right, come on. Oh, sweet potato falafels with chili ranch dip.
Oh, I've had Slimming World sweet potato falafels and I love them.
So 100 grams of dried brown basmati rice, 2 large sweet potatoes, 1/2 a teaspoon of ground coriander, egg, gram flour, and then fresh coriander we're going to chuck out and swap for parsley or chives. And you're literally making that, mixing that all together and baking them, essentially, aren't you?
I guess the blitzing rice, it gets quite sticky.
Yes.
So it sticks together.
So you're going to blitz it all together until the mixture holds together and transfer it into a bowl when the rice is ready.
You've got to cook the rice.
Yeah.
I was going to say, don't put the dry, hard rice
in. Is that
in
where
with
I've
it
been going wrong?
Cook
all
the
this
rice
time
first.
And then the dip is 6 tablespoons of fat-free natural yogurt, 1/2 a green chili, jalapenos if possible, de-seeded and finely chopped, a small clove of garlic, and 1 teaspoon of white wine vinegar.
I mean, you know what? That's a winner. I would why do you need the egg and the chickpea flour? Yeah, after all, chickpea flour is like grandpa is an alternative to egg. But anyway, I would still veganize that. The thing when I cook rice in our pressure cooker, especially things like jasmine rice, it really does go like sticky rice.
I love sticky rice.
So I could see how that would soft mashed sweet potato could really join. And equally would fill you up as well.
Exactly. And they are transportable, aren't they? They could be in one's bag. They could just be held, couldn't they? They do look good. I mean, my favourite is a Hasselback potato with Hasselback spuds with salsa and sauce. I have made these and they are a winner and so, so easy. And this salsa, just having it in the fridge is a really good one. It's just some red onion, tomatoes, some chilli and some cider vinegar and it really keeps... Oh, and dill. Half a pack of dill.
Come on. You've got to put the herb in.
Yes. I do like dill. And it's much better fresh than it is dry. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, do you know what I did? Talking of potatoes. Know how we did the episode of growing our own free food?
You didn't grow a potato.
I didn't grow a potato.
Oh, I was going to say, well done.
No, but what I did was I got a 10 gram pat of butter.
Yeah.
So I sin that.
All right.
And I got some parsley from our herb thing outside.
Oh, I was thinking you grew butter. I was like, what? We get a pat of butter and it grows.
No, but I wanted to have, I had like a pack of baby potatoes and I boiled them, stuck them in the air fryer. Oh. But then I got a little bit of butter and my own parsley.
Parsley butter.
Oh.
It tastes so much better when you've grown it yourself, doesn't it?
And so we're also going to look at, there was a recipe I found, which was, I think it was like garlic and oregano and pesto or something.
Ooh.
So we're still working on finding new ways to use the herbs
there's
that we have been growing.
You can make there's a great Slimming Wild pesto. Do you know what though, I just really have got excited about some potential lunches, some dinners, in a way that I haven't felt for a little while. So I think, you know, if you are stuck, this could be a great book just to go and get your hands in. I mean, look how dog-eared it is already and we've only spent like 20 minutes with it, but it could be the thing that sets your weight loss alight, couldn't it?
Especially in summer, when you feel that, for some people, it can kick in that holiday vibe.
Yeah.
And you want to keep things exciting.
Yeah.
It might be when maybe your fire can slightly wane and there's more temptation around because you're going out to pubs or going away or the kids are off school and there's more
there's more socializing.
Be treats and socialising.
Yeah.
So actually, if you can use some of this and keep it fun, then you can also protect your weight loss as you go.
And make it a priority. I think that's a real hard balance to get sometimes, isn't it? But if you know you're looking forward to what you're eating, it makes it easier for it to be a priority.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, keep sticking with your group, with the online events, as you go through August, to keep this inspiration going. Because I think that's what, you know, we both said is that we realise that every so often, we've done this for a long time, that we still have more to learn.
Oh.
There is still more shake-ups and more variety needed to really understand the full breadth of what food optimising can offer.
And I think food optimising changes with you. Does that make sense? It's such a like umbrella, isn't it? That as you change moods and seasons and parts of your life, it has to adapt with you and you have to adapt with it. So, you know, what worked for you once, you might just need a little bit of a shake-up. And I always think a good August means a good January. And I know that sounds really random, but the choices you make in August will carry you throughout that kind of winter into the new year. So I always try and come out of August feeling really confident and proud and in charge.
Nice. Oh, right, I'm absolutely freezing. Can we go into another cup of tea?
Put the kettle on and the heating on and I'll put the garden furniture away before the typhoon comes.
Exactly. Right, next week, if you are a member, our members only episode will be going into the subject of would you like to see the dessert menu?
Yes,
we'll be talking through the members pack, looking at the pages to do with the sins and understanding what kind of dessert look like when you're on food optimising. And the answer is that yes, you can have your cake.
and eat some of it.
Yes, you can eat it. You really, really can.
Right, come and find us on Life Ride Online if you are a member. There's plenty more there. Don't forget to go and have a peruse on YouTube if you want to watch us trying to learn how to use the Slimming World kitchen. You can find us cooking one of these new Slimming World kitchen recipe boxes on there, and more shenanigans probably on our Instagram at Slimming World Podcast. See you in a bit, and I hope it's a bit sunnier and warmer where you are today.
Bye for now.